Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey guys, it's Jess, and I am here with my lovely co-host, Jennifer Goldstein Sullivan. Together we are Fat Mascara.
We are Fat Mascara.
Listen.
Yes, hi.
It's a weird one this week. Jen, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm just going to... I just want to say, and then we'll get into the show, because I really can't talk about it just yet. And still kind of raw. And I really appreciate everybody was sending me nice messages about my family and about my father-in-law. He... God. I just want to share with everybody, because they are my Fat Mascara family, but he passed away this week. I'm not even going to get into the details. And maybe at some point I'll be able to process it better with you guys. But I will, actually, because... He said some beautiful things in his living will that we mentioned in his obituary, which we just finished. And so I want to link to that, if I may, on our blog, just so you can get to know him, because he was a wonderful, wonderful man. And this month has been such a shit show for our family. But like, I just want to tell everybody also, please go get your vaccines, try, help your older family members who might have trouble with the whole internet thing. Like, I know it feels like, okay, it's coming and it'll come and we'll get it when we get it. Like, if you can do anything proactive in do it for me, do it for my family, it'll make me be so happy to know that you are being proactive to try and get the vaccine for your family and loved ones. And yeah, that would mean a lot to me. So I'll say that. And maybe we'll talk about it later. But let's get into the show. Yeah, if I don't sound like my normal self now, you know why. We're going to do the news, and then Jess is going to take me away on a futuristic journey because the robots are coming, right, Jess?
Yeah, sorry. I've just lost focus because I'm just thinking about all this stuff. Yeah, it's really—
I know.
We're not a show, yeah. We don't talk about, we don't get too off topic. I'll just say that very often on this show. But yeah, it's
a
really
tough one this week.
Yeah, it's a really tough one, and— Yeah, I'm having a hard time kind of just keeping it on the subject right now. But I do want to make sure that this is a place of escape and fun. And I just hope everyone—
But they know us too. It's not just the beauty stuff. It's Jen and Jess. And it'd feel weird not to share this with you as we go through.
Yes, yes. No, but, I want to—
For me at least.
Yes. No. I don't mean, oh God, no, Jen, I don't mean like keeping it. I want to give you your space. No, I'm just thinking like, I can't even think about beauty right now because I'm thinking about what you're going through. And just, I want everyone to stay healthy. I want everyone's families to stay healthy. And yeah, I just wish that things were moving at a different pace in this country right now, in the world. So, okay, back to the place of escape, right? Is that what we're doing?
The robots. Okay.
The robots, right. Yeah, so the robots then, are coming, and I wish, they were coming all with vaccines for everyone. But, and you were first.
Okay, we're gonna talk. We'll raise the wands.
I've got a great eye cream, sneak peek. I've got a great eye cream I can't wait to tell everyone about because it's like actually my favorite thing that in my medicine cabinet right now. So stay tuned for that. Shall we move on to the headlines? Are you ready? Are you ready to deliver the news?
I'm ready.
Okay, cool.
Okay, time for the news. Big headline, Unilever bans the word normal. Okay, so I know I talked about how Glow Recipe banned the word poreless and flawless, which I thought was really cool. Unilever, which owns Dove, Vaseline, Simple, Love Beauty Planet, a lot of other brands, is not going to use the word normal. I tried to look into this because I was like, I love this idea because that if something is normal, that implies all other things are abnormal. But all skin types are quote-unquote normal. All hair types are normal. The only place I'm confused is, let's talk about hair, for example. And you look at a cleanser and you're used to saying, okay, I have the dry skin, the normal skin, the oily skin, which of course it shouldn't be called normal. It's just the middle skin. But what are they going to call it now?
Yeah, what's the replacement word?
They haven't figured this out. But then typical? That says the other... Typical? That means you're atypical. Maybe it's like...
Baseline?
No, then... Others are, you know what I mean? It's difficult. This is, I think, I love and I commend this movement, and I think it's great. I'm curious to see how it plays out with particular products so that it doesn't confuse consumers, if that makes sense, you know?
So, okay, yeah. No, I mean, this is, okay, combination. Look, is combination the average?
Yeah, but maybe you don't have an oily spot and a dry spot. You're just like, I'm just neither. I am neutral. The copywriter's here, Jess. Like,
I want
right?
to be in. I wish I were in that meeting.
I want to be in that room.
I need to be in the room where it happened. I have to say, I have been in a meeting. I won't say which publication, where we did debate this idea.
I actually remember talking about it too with acne, with the acne acceptance movement, and I was doing an acne story, and just the language that we use around acne even implies that is not. Oh, you're messed up because you have acne. When let's be honest, the average and the quote unquote norm is to have acne at some point in your life, you know? Mm-hmm. So anyway, I think it's a really great idea. And I'll keep looking and reporting on this to let you know, like Simple Skincare, when they had the oily, they might not have a middle version. I actually think they only have like an oily and dry. Anyway, we will see what happens. All right, next up, makeup artist Sarah Tano has joined with iDesign to launch a line of beauty organizers exclusive for Amazon. I added this into the news because I was thinking all these new celebrity lines, makeup artist lines, whatever. An organizer line to me makes perfect sense for like a makeup artist who has these crazy kits. Who better to partner to design? And you know how I love an organizing moment, let's be honest. Like the home edit inside me is like rejoicing for this. So I'll put a link to it. It's sold exclusive at Amazon. And I feel like my control freak side is very happy with this news.
I can't wait to see pictures of it.
Yes. All right. Garnier earns the cruelty-free international seal of approval. Technically, this brand has been cruelty-free since 1989, but the seal helps people figure things out. And we've spoken about a lot on the program. In fact, if you're like, wait, I'm confused, what does that mean, cruelty-free, as opposed to it was vegan, wasn't it? So, or it was animal, no animal testing. Getting that stamp still means something. And if you want to learn more about the it's called the Cruelty-Free International Leaping Bunny Program. Mm-hmm. Check out episode 47, because we actually had their communications director on, who can help you understand why that seal is like a great way for consumers to sort of do their homework for them, if you will. All right. Speaking of former friends of the pod, besides the Leaping Bunny program, David Yee, the founder of Very Good Light and the author of Pretty Boys, And the star of episode 133 of Fat Mascara just launched a Very Good Light skincare line. The products range from $18 to $22. He did the launch on Newness, which might sound familiar to you because that is the streaming platform Jess and I have been dabbling on. So his line looks great. We congratulate him on that. You can check out the launch of it actually on Newness. I think that the streaming video is still there for you to see. Okay, Jen Science Corner. Let's go to my comfort place. You know what? This is going to make me happy. Let's talk about ethanol, shall we? So ethanol sounds very scary. And like, it just sounds like one of those things. Oh, no, you don't want ethanol.
Don't spill that.
It's just an alcohol. Yeah, exactly. It's just an alcohol, a key ingredient in many beauty products, specifically in fragrances. Ethanol is what the aromas are suspended in. So you could actually spray them on. The ethanol or alcohol, as it is, dries off, you know what? And then you're left with your aroma compounds. Well, the thing is, it often comes from sugar or corn. And while those aren't the worst like environmental offenders, they're not the greatest either. It takes a lot of water and there is some environmental destruction to make so much sugar and corn that you can turn it into alcohol. A lot of monoculture with the mono agriculture, you know, big farms where they're growing that. So now Coty has joined up with a LanzaTech. It's a firm that captures industrial emissions. Basically, what they're going to be doing is getting their ethanol from carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide produced in steel manufacturing and other manufacturing processes. So all those like greenhouse gases, bad gases coming off, they will be used to sort of source this ethanol. So rather than it coming from like a corn or sugar, it's coming from something that we didn't want anyway, and they're turning it into ethanol. And Coty is hoping by 2023 that pretty much all of the ethanol they use in their fragrance portfolio, which of course includes like Chloe, Marc Jacobs, there's a ton of perfume brands that Coty owns, will actually come from this very green resource. And you'll get to think, as I spray on my perfume, I didn't just spray on this pretty thing. I took some bad shit out of the air. Like, I don't know. I like that idea. It's like using trash. It's like upcycling this thing we didn't need anyway into something that we needed.
An upcycled fragrance kind of. Yeah, that's interesting.
I'm simplifying it a lot.
Yeah.
And I'll link to some information on ethanol.
Yeah, it's not an upcycled fragrance, but it is a very interesting way to make fragrance seem more sustainable.
Not just seem more, you are literally not wasting all of that water to grow all this corn just to get alcohol. You're taking away bad stuff from
the air. It's definitely a move in the right direction.
And 2023, I was like, dude, that's like next year practically. So that feels very quick to have done this. So cheers to Coty on that. And speaking of the future, that's the news. And let's get into the future next.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare.
Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin Supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Jen, have you ever had eyelash extensions?
Semi-permanent ones?
Yeah, the ones that you go and get done professionally.
No, I've got them tinted. I've got them permed. I've never had the extensions. Go on.
Okay, well, I have, and that is about 3 hours of my life I can never get back.
Getting them tinted and permed takes about 3 hours, yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, I loved the way they looked. I definitely enjoyed the first couple of days. After that, they look wonky, but really it was the time commitment that was the reason why I never got them done ever again.
Okay.
There is a new advance in the lash space where robots are actually capable of applying lashes. This is a very cool new thing, but it is super cutting edge. The technology is called Luum, L-U-U-M. It is brand new. It is not everywhere. It is super cutting edge. And a robot can do eyelash extensions in a fraction of the time, just 30 minutes. I actually watched a video. We're going to put a link to it on the blog. Now, what's cool about this is, first of all, a person is managing the robot, okay? It's not like you go in and a robot is just like, you know,
attached to your face.
Attached to the wall, and it's like, you know, you swipe your credit card and like good luck to you. The technology is a combination of things. It's advanced robotics, it's computer vision, and it's artificial intelligence. And all of those things duplicate or replicate the job of an artist. And I'm thinking, okay, this is a little scary when I first read about this, because I was like, human beings, you know, there's somebody there that you can talk to. You can say, ow, that hurts. I actually like
it. I love that was your first thought. Not like, oh, I'd like him a little bit longer, curlier. No, ow, that hurts.
No, I would think that's everyone's first thought. We're talking about the eyeball. We're talking about sharp objects near the eye. Of course, I'm thinking as well, artistry is not something that can be replicated by a robot. You know, it's about an aesthetic. It's about a conversation between two people. To your point, I like, you know, a slight flare, or I want full on Miss Piggy, you know, whatever it is. But the company, and there's a really interesting interview that, again, we're going to post in this video with the Luum CEO. His name is Felipe Sanchez. He is saying that this robotic movement is really like, you get both. You get the artistry because you do have the artist who's manning the robot. It's not just like Joe Schmo who is like turning it on and then checking a cell phone. It would be an esthetician who can guide this robot. And you have actually safety, that is a safety precautions that's even safer than the esthetician. And this is like what blew my mind. The prongs in this that hold the lashes are magnetic. So if it touches your face or your eyeball, it disengages. Yeah. If you sneeze, it disengages. If there's an earthquake, it disengages. I was blown away, Jen. But I'm thinking.
Wait, another one is like, wait, what if there's an earthquake while I'm getting my lashes?
No, what if somebody like.
No.
Like, what if you have like, you know, a seizure? I mean, all of these things are very real. Because at first I heard this and I was like, this is bananas. I saw the headline.
But think about surgery. I mean, all of these surgeons use very complicated robotic arms when they're doing very finite surgery. Of course.
Exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as crazy if you think about it in a medical sense, is what I'm trying to say.
Hair transplants. You think, you know, Dr. Bob is like one by one by one. It's all robotic surgery.
And why shouldn't lash be?
And then the other thing I was thinking of was like, all right, you know, what? Mr. Sanchez. You're going to put all these people out of work. You know, we're in a pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I've just had enough of this. I was like, I can't take it anymore. My people.
Now the robots are taking our jobs.
Exactly. I was like, not in my country. Okay. No way. Get this.
But you need a lash artist to operate it.
Lash artist to operate it. And you can do so many more. She or he
could make a better living probably using this once they pay for
that. Well, that's his argument. I don't know. I would love lash artists, please step up. Let us know what you think. I'm not a lash artist.
Oh, let's look into someone who's been using it. Yeah, who can let us know.
I would love to hear what if you're a salon owner, a spa owner, an esthetician. I'm saying this all kind of joking around. I don't have the experience in the salon industry to know if this is a good idea or a bad idea. I'm just fascinated by this idea. So please email me, jess@fatmascara or info@fatmascara, and let me know what you think about this. But I was fascinated by this. Now, it's a huge investment for a salon. It's $125,000, this robot. But if you get lash extensions, it could be anywhere between $200 and $300 on average for the client. You might not see too many of those clients right now between COVID precautions and just, you know, people don't have any money. So if you can do a lot of these, it's a really interesting prospect.
And also, it might bring down costs for the consumer in the future, eventually. Yeah.
Exactly. You can get a lot of more people in and out, more bodies in the chair or in the bed, whatever. And also with the pandemic, there might be a perception for some people that this is a safer, it's a robot versus a human being that might be more comfortable. Yeah. So I was fascinated by this. I wonder if we might see more robots doing, who knows, mani-pedis, facials. I do like a human.
Under the supervision of our trusted friends in the industry, of course.
Yes. I'm just interested in this hybrid moment. So I want to know.
Loom, it's called, you said.
L-U-U-M. Right? Check it out. Their website is like fully operational.
We'll link to that on the blog. Yeah.
Do you find this interesting? Do you find it impersonal? At first, I was kind of spooked and like just again nervous about our friends' jobs. But I also am trying not to be a technophobe and want to see both things thrive. What are your thoughts?
I mean, as it plays out, it's like the robot that washes your hair, like that fancy sink that I remember everybody was talking about a couple years ago. How many salons can actually afford it and put the sink in? Do we really need this? But I think we'll see as the technology becomes more regular and see how the results look, that it might actually help small business owners. And frankly, a half an hour in the chair compared to 3 hours really sounds good to me.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
About time you. Saver. You know?
I don't have 3 hours right now.
I'm excited. All right, I'm excited to watch the video, and we'll put a link so you guys can do that.
It's
too
really
and consider
cool
it for yourself.
And salon owners, please email me. Spa owners, please email me. I want to know your thoughts. You guys are the experts in this field.
Thanks, Jess.
Okay. We've made it to the end of the show. Thank you for sticking with us, everyone.
Yeah. Oh, before you do, raise a wand. I found a raise a wand for this week from one of our listeners.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a great one. Perfect one.
Alessandra I don't know. What you shared is like, it's giving me life this week. So take it away, Alessandra.
Hello, Jen and Jess and the Fat Mascara family. My name is Alessandra, and I'm calling from Newbury Park, California. And my raise a wand is not for a product. It's actually for a technique. And I call it the loving lotion technique. I have a dear friend of mine who is a trauma healing therapist and specialist. So she works with women who have been through physical and emotional trauma, specifically regarding their bodies. And she's there to help them feel more empowered about the skin they're in. And she was telling me about something that I've started to do every single time I apply my lotion or my moisturizer and my oils. And she says that she tells her clients, when you apply your lotions, she wants you to apply them in a way that slows the moment down. She says so many times, and I agree, we're always rushing to apply our moisturizer and then head out the door. But she says this is such an important time to give yourself some love and attention and healing in your own body. So when you apply your lotion, take it slow, you know, long strokes, gentle fingertips or pressing your fingertips into your body, basically caressing your body and touching yourself the way you want to be touched, and not in a romantic sense, but in a way that makes you feel cared for and adored. And I know, especially during these times, that's so, so important. And I can honestly say that I've done this for almost 2 months, and it puts me in such a better headspace where I'm not looking at the mirror and trying to nitpick at my imperfections. I've started to value my body for what it is and what it can do a lot more after doing the loving lotion technique. So I encourage everyone to try it and love the skin you're in.
Jess.
Oh.
Do you love it?
Oh my God. I gotta say, I cannot wait to moisturize tonight.
I know, loving lotion. Thank you guys. So if you want to talk to us, leave a message that we might hear, share a product with us, you know how to do it. Give us a call, 646-481-8182. Or did you hear how good Alessandra sounded? That's because she emailed me a voice memo. And I love getting your voice memo. So email us at info@fatmascara.com.
Yeah,
Jess, take it away.
Please don't be shy either. Don't be shy. Yeah, don't worry about sounding perfect or like not making like ums or anything. Like just talk.
Oh, we'll edit it if you made a lot of ums and stuff. Sometimes we edit them. I don't think that one was edited. That one was pretty clear through. We'll make you sound good.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah, you're gonna sound great. Okay. So my favorite eye cream in so long. Like I think it's been like 10 years since, that's a bold statement. I don't even remember loving an eye cream as much as I love this one. The Laura Mercier Illuminating Eye Cream is so good. It fell into my hands through a product mailing, and I don't think they were advertising that this was new or anything. It was just with a bunch of other products. It's a brightening eye cream. It's not trying to like change your life. It's not trying to take away wrinkles that you've had for 15 years. It's got kind of like a pearliness to it, and that really reflects a lot of the shadow. And that's really, for me, the main benefit. Again, it's not trying to, you know, change the state of the world. It's really just going to reflect some of that under eye darkness. And it has a really nice consistency. It's very thick, but not too thick to blend in. And it makes a really nice base for concealer. Just let it dry for like a minute. Love it. And it is pricey. It's $58. Not going to lie to everyone here. It is more than I would normally spend on an eye cream, but I really, really like it. So I just, this one I think is worth it if you have the funds.
I might indulge in that.
Oh, I also put it on the tops of my cheekbones. Drag it to the tops of your cheekbones because it has a little glow.
Your French under eye.
Yeah, the French under eye.
God, I struggled this week. Very little things are giving me comfort.
Do you want to pass? Do you want to pass? You're allowed to pass.
No, because you know what? I've been doing a bad beauty thing, but there was a product that fixed it. So sometimes just when it's too much, standing under the hottest stream of water in the shower.
Oh yeah.
I know how bad it is. Every derm out there, just close your ears. I know it's bad. I'm melpitating my lipid barrier, but God damn it. Sometimes you just want to kind of scald, but not scald. It's not that hot, but just like under the hot water stream, wash off the horribleness, just stand there and get like almost like a massage, you know, from hot water. And I stand there doing it. And this week I've done it several times. And you know, anyway, we were going to hospitals a lot. We had to wash a lot. It's just a mess. And just something about hot water is so soothing, even though I know it's bad for me. And fixing it for me on the other side when I get out of the shower is skin fix, let me just say, because my skin has been a little bit dry because I've been taking these horrible, bad hot showers for me. But this is, okay, let me just make sure I get the product name right, because like a buttery tub of deliciousness. Skin Fix AHA Renewing Body Cream. I don't know what it is about this because it is exfoliating. And I think that's what it is, because it's sort of just, there's AHA in it to get away the rough skin and then all those good moisturizers to put back in. And getting out of the shower, I've been able to fix up the damage I did with that hot water with the Skin Fix. It's a nice tub. It doesn't have a strong fragrance. There's no synthetic fragrance in it. It's great for sensitive skin. You know, if you give yourself a little eczema or you're coming out of the, you know, we're getting into allergy season if you have reactive skin. It's just like the body cream that like, it's clinical, but doesn't feel clinical. You know what I mean? Because it has a nice scent and it's like a tub that you could just dip your, as Jess would say, dip your little paws in. So Skin Fix Resurfaced AHA Renewing Body Cream. If you've been taking hot showers, that is the cream for you. Then go light up your eyes with the Laura Mercier eye cream and like, you're just glowing and smooth,
I
right?
like that. Just glowing and smooth. Even au naturel, no makeup. Just your beautiful, beautiful bod.
You know what else will do that for you? Your beauty sleep. Your beauty sleep will do that. So everybody, do me a favor, get vaccinated, get your beauty sleep. We'll be here next week.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.